Both Israelis and Palestinians were shocked to discover that the latest suicide bomber to strike in Jerusalem late last month was a woman. Women played a substantial role in the first Palestinian Intifada in the late 1980s, but until now they had mostly stayed in the background of the second uprising. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Ramallah.
Plastered all over this West Bank city are posters of the woman Palestinians are calling the latest martyr for Palestine. Pictures of 27-year-old Wafa Idris, her long dark hair tied back with a black and white keffiyeh, are superimposed over an image of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Many women in the West Bank, like Jalil Bisharat, a mother of nine, say they admire Idris. Speaking through a translator, she says the first female Palestinian bomber is a symbol.
I believe that Wafa Idris is a courageous and a hero. She was defending herself, her homeland, and her right. For me, I do support her, and all women are supporting her also.
Bisharat's friend Samar Odeh agrees, saying women should do more in the fight against Israel.
I believe that women in the Palestinian community have to work more during this intifada in particular. I know that they have some other responsibilities like raising children and taking care of the house and the husband, but there must be an active role for women during this intifada.
Women were at the forefront of the first Palestinian uprising against Israeli occupation that began in 1987. Longtime women's activist and former Palestinian cabinet minister Hanan Ashrawi says then thousands of Palestinian men were jailed by Israel and women stepped into the breach. Another reason, she says, is that the first Intifada was mostly a mass popular movement against Israeli occupation, while the current unrest is primarily a military confrontation. Ashrawi says that after their key role in the first Intifada, women were disappointed that they were not given more power in Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority. There is only one female cabinet minister, and only five women were elected to the 88-member Palestinian Legislative Council.
There was an official decision-making body, which tended to be male-dominated and quite patriarchal. And many of the women either did not want to be part of the system, like myself, or others who felt excluded from the system.
At a recent rally here in Ramallah, Yasser Arafat sought to encourage women to participate in the struggle for Palestinian statehood. With the help of God, a Palestinian boy or girl will raise the flag over Jerusalem, Arafat told the cheering crowd. I insist on saying girl because the woman is the guard of our ongoing fire. But younger women say a patriarchal Palestinian society discourages women from engaging in political activity. Hadil Wahdan, a 24-year-old journalist in Ramallah, says her westernized parents would prefer her to get married and have children rather than work. She says during the uprising, women have hesitated to put themselves on the front line.
Many people have been killed in this intifada, and maybe they are worried they have some other role other than being a Palestinian, being a mother, which is, you know, for the Palestinian community is one of the holy roles for the woman. So, maybe the woman will start thinking, well, what will my children do after me if I die?
Yet many Palestinian women say they are now prepared to take a more active role. The spiritual leader of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, said last week that he had received dozens of applications from women who want to become suicide bombers. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah.